Edith's Rules by Martin Costa. First published 2026. Chapter 1. The House on Baker Lane. The house stood at the end of the lane like a disapproving aunt, tall, shuttered, and perfectly still, its rough line cutting across the grey sky like the blade of a ruler. Weathered brick and creeping ivy gave the impression of something old, something patient, something watching. The garden was too neat, the air too quiet, as if even the birds knew not to disturb what lived within. It was the kind of place that didn't advertise rooms. You didn't find it in newspapers or online. You were sent. Referred. Passed on like a secret shame. It was not the average boarding house. The first to arrive was Mark. He stood at the heavy gate with his duffel slung low, his hands trembling slightly as he checked the address again. He wore a long coat, but beneath he already bore his burden, a pink satin bra stretched beneath a soft white blouse, matching panties just barely hidden by two short shorts. His eyes, storm grey, darted nervously toward the windows. One upstairs curtain fluttered, though there was no wind. In his bag atop his tightly rolled cloth nappies was a sealed envelope with his name in flowing script, Mark, formerly of Grenvale House. Inside the report said, frequent wettings, refusal to report accidents, disciplinary failure. Recommended for stricter routine. The final line was underlined in red. The door opened before he knocked. She was tall, woman called Edith, and with a presence that made Mark step back without thinking. Her silver-streaked bun was tightly coiled. She wore a long charcoal dress with white cuffs, and the scent of powder clung to her like a warning. She looked him up and down, then nodded once.
You'll be upstairs in the blue nursery.
Strip to your assigned garments before entering. Shoes off. Speak only when addressed. Mark nodded, eyes down. The door closed behind him with the kind of sound doors make in dreams you can't wake from. The second came 20 minutes later. Peter walked more slowly, head bowed, his cardigan buttoned high as if he could shield himself from what was coming. He had softer features, a nervous mouth that seemed always ready to apologize. His hair curled damply around his ears, and when he reached the step he paused, breathing shallowly. He wore lavender lace beneath his grey slacks, sagging from the weight of the plastic pants beneath. A tiny bulge of a wet cloth nappy peeked above his waistband. In his satchel was also a note, Peter dismissed from St. Gilda's lodging. Nightly flooding, visible petticoats and brass, and repeated use of bathroom bins for disposal. Emotionally unstable. Needs firm containment. Edith opened the door before he could knock.
She did not greet him. You'll be downstairs in the maid's quarters.
You'll find your uniform already folded, and your dummy on the pillow. Don't make me ask twice. He nodded, face flushed, and scurried in. The third came last, and perhaps with the most confusion in his step. David was the youngest, barely 21, slim as a reed, and biting his lip the whole walk up the path. His baby blue jumper barely concealed the lace bralette beneath, and his hips shifted awkwardly around the thick bulge of pinned cloth under his skirt. His backpack was childishly pink, and the note he carried had crumpled in his nervous grip. David, the family is unable to maintain order. Caught stealing panties and lingerie, repeated regressions, infantile behavior, and extensive bedwetting. Severe dependency issues.